There is a website that reviews apples. News to me as well.
Okay.
AppleRankings.com.
AppleRankings.com.
And I have discovered after finding out this website that there are some very passionate people leaving reviews about apples. Now, you may be thinking, how many apples could there be? Well, there are a whole ton of different apples. Okay. I mean, maybe you know the big dogs like the Red Delicious or the Granny Smith.
I'm a fan of the Honeycrisp.
The Honeycrisp, yes, exactly. Those are all big winners, big fans. There are a ton of other ones, though, too. There's even a Ben Davis apple, I learned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that your fave?
These apple reviews get a little spicy because of how passionate these people are. We're going to go with some of the more mediocre, lesser-known apples. We'll start with the better and then get increasingly worse. We'll start with a Ruby Frost apple, okay?
Okay.
Its grade is a 69. It's mediocre. The review. You want to talk about a handsome apple? This New York bread fruit will ride you like the A train from here to...
Poughkeepsie. Wow.
Only problem is, like most hot New Yorkers, this puppy has skin so thick getting through. This boy is like trying to cross the George Washington Bridge at rush hour. But hey, if you're able to choke down this seat belt strap material that it calls skin, you'll be rewarded with a great snap and mildly sweet taste that's
Holy
juicier than a pigeon's
cow.
Butt over here.
What the heck? Who in the world?
All right.
Who in the world?
The next. The Fuji apple. Maybe you've heard this. In fact, maybe you've got a bag of those in your fridge right now.
Uh-huh.
The Fuji apple.
Right.
This is a 56 grade.
Oh.
Barely 56. Worth it.
Barely worth it? Wow.
Yeah, this is out of 100, by the way.
Okay.
Yet another demon spawn of the Red Delicious. This gravelly choking hazard, named after Fujisaki City, Japan, is a jade pop star of an apple fit with a ravenous fan base that many Americans will find difficult to understand.
What the heck?
Personally, it's beyond comprehension how this super hard medieval weapon masquerading as a fruit could become the most popular apple in Japan.
What?
Aside from a semi-sweet bite, this mushy, rough-skinned experimental gone awry is a baffling oddity with a sword-like stem so sharp it will quite literally stab other apples in transit.
Oh, wow, they're so angry at this apple.
I know.
They're just so mad.
Despite this, the Fuji fandom is real, uncompromising, and dedicated.
Okay.
A Fuji is not for everyone, but if it's for you, it may just be your favorite apple.
What a turnaround. What a turnaround. I have looked up my precious Honeycrisp.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to give that?
The yin to the yang.
Okay.
If you will.
Sure.
Because this gets a near perfect 95 score.
Yeah, absolutely. As it should.
As it should. The new kid on the block in terms of well-known apples is Go-Getter. Went from specialty store nobody to supermarket mainstay in no time. A fan favorite, likely soon to overtake the serviceable Royal Gala and belligerently disgusting Red Delicious. As the most in-demand apple, this sweet, snappy savior can be credited with bringing apples back into the discussion as a relevant fruit, as well as injecting its genes into some of the best apples mankind has to offer, including the number one, Sweetango.
Mm.
That's number one on their list.
So, you've heard all this.
Wait a second, I'm not done.
Oh.
While this trailblazer may have jump-started the apple renaissance, it's up to future generations of Honeycrisp offspring to carry the torch as this splotchy MILF can become recently massive, weighing down grocery bags like a bulbous melon, and at the price, that can be a real deterrent.
Bulbous MILF.
It's the MILF of apples.
It's the MILF of apples. All right, now we get to a really poorly ranked apple.
Oh, number, worse than Fuji?
Number 19.
Ooh.
Only scored 19. It's vomitous filth.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to have to give it a special music for this. Newtown Pippin.
Newtown Pippin is the name of the apple?
It's typically a cider apple. It's used for cider.
Okay, that's why you've never seen it in the stores.
Here's the review.
Okay.
This sand-filled prophylactic from Long Island was choked down in the 1750s by the likes of Thomas Jefferson at Monticello, George Washington at Mount Vernon, and Benjamin Franklin as he declared it his favorite apple.
Wow, I mean, what a storied history.
Perhaps the Newtown Pippin was once a great apple whose quality has degraded over the centuries like the crumbling democracy the founding fathers established.
What happened?
Or perhaps after decades of eating pigeon pie and squirrel meat, these wooden tooth taste buds are not to be trusted. Either way, in today's world, aside from being excellent for apple cider production, the Newtown Pippin is a tasteless hunk of malformed donkey crap that could have been abolished during the reign of King George III.
Who are the people behind all of this?
I love it.
Because, I mean, the name of the website is applerankings.com. Yeah. It says, you've been eating trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are people so angry at Apple?
We've shared it.
To create this website.
Very passionate.
And spit such vitriol.
Yeah. We've shared it on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
I mean, to be honest, didn't the Apple actually send the world into sin thanks to Eve?
It was probably the Newtown Pippin. That's probably what it was.
That's probably what it was.